ओम शांति। 18 मई 2019 सैटरडे। स्लोगन, इन ऑर्डर टू स्टॉप वेस्टेज पुट अ बटन ऑफ डिटर्मिनेशन ऑन योर लिप्स। इन ऑर्डर टू स्टॉप वेस्टेज पुट अ बटन ऑफ डिटर्मिनेशन ऑन योर लिप्स। द ग्रेटेस्ट सोर्स ऑफ वेस्ट is wasteful talks, wasteful conversation, wasteful chit-chatting. That's why Baba is saying, put this button of determination on your mouth so that all the wasteful things that ever keep on flowing from the mouth would stop. There is such a persistent and deep desire to talk always. And this desire to talk sometimes leads to damage, sometimes is more harmful than useful, because when one is talkative, one doesn't know what one is talking. When one is talkative, one loses that inside moral control, and then you start spilling the beans. You start telling even those things which should not be spoken. All the secrets are revealed. What is known as verbal diarrhea. So, Baba is saying, put a full stop. Apply a button on the mouth so that the mouth doesn't speak anything, and you will be saved from a lot of waste. So it's not just the mouth, there are so many other things. We have to put this button of determination. Second is the eyes. Put the button of determination on the eyes so that eyes do not see the wasteful things, so that eyes do not see those things that would make them body conscious. In today's Murli also Baba said, have the vision of brotherhood. This attraction of male and female will go away. This attraction of male and female would go away if you practice vision of brotherhood. So put the button of determination on the eyes also, because eyes are very deceptive. What we see, it's very important. What visions we are seeing. And seeing is not just through eyes, but also through mind's eye. What we see through mind's eye means what we visualize. So Baba is saying, put a button of full stop on these eyes so that they do not see evil, so that they do not see defects, faults in others, so that they are not tempted to the attractions of the world, so that they are not tempted to see the bodies. Then put a button of determination on ears what we are hearing, that is also important. Whether it is gossips or sensual talks or songs, everything is so important. Let everything divine enter the ears. Everything which is elevated, everything which is spiritual, everything that would fill the mind with divine power, everything that would become the heart transforming thing. So put a full stop on these ears, and then put a full stop on hands. Why hands? What do hands do? They write. They have a habit in today's digital world to type wasteful things on social media and send. So this digital control of hands is very important. Otherwise, these hands, if you see in today's world, every hand is typing something and sending something, and more often than not, it is wasteful. Earlier days, the battle was fought in the battlefield. Nowadays, the battle, the war, is being waged on the social media. There is a flood of online abuses. There's one person, he will write something. Another person will reply it with 10 more abuses. So there is a war, there is a fight, there is a battle going on. A very cold war which is going on. So put a button of determination on the hands. What these hands do, what they write, what they touch. Everything is so important because they get habituated. Then put a button of determination on your feet. Where are they going? Which places they want to go? It's very important. Are they willing to go to the group which is engaged in gossips, or they love to go to the place where there is a discussion of jnan? Where they want to go? They want to go to those places of temptation, or they wanted to go to those places where the chapters of self-control are being taught. So where the feet want to go is very important. So put a button of determination on the feet. Let them go only to those places where there is churning of knowledge, where there is fire of yoga, where there is furnace of yoga. So feet. Then put the button of determination on tongue. Tongue is related to taste. The taste has made everyone its slave. The tongue is so small, but man has become slave to the taste. Put a button of determination on the tongue. What we eat and what we should not eat, that's very important. I told before also, four thinks about eating. Four prohibitions. First, hungerless eating. There are the four things which should not be done. The first is hungerless eating. You are not hungry, yet you eat. Man is the only animal who eats when he is not even hungry. Other animals, they don't eat unless and until they are hungry. So hungerless eating. One. Second, overeating. Eating more than what is needed. The more you eat, the more sleepy you feel. The less you eat, the better it is for the health. And body requires very little. You need not to pamper it with so many delicacies, with so many items. What is known as seven course meal. First this, then second this, and then that, and then after food some sweet. It starts with dessert. Total 7 steps of meal. 7 course meal. First warming, soup, and then something else, and then big thali with multiple things on that. And when that finishes, again something else. You can go and find out. 7 course meal. It is known as 7 course meal. Means the only aim of life is eating. This is known as, in India, Charvak philosophy. Charvak was a person who was out and out atheist, Gnostic, and he proposed one philosophy which is widely accepted everywhere. It is known as Charvak Siddhant, Charvak philosophy. Charvak philosophy says, eat, drink and be merry and enjoy. That is about life. Why are you wasting time in self-control? Otherwise also you are going to die. So why not to enjoy? And all this food is for us. God, nature has provided. So enjoy it. India, it is known as Charvak philosophy. Western philosophy calls it Epicurean philosophy. So Epicurus was a person who believed in eating, drinking and staying happy. So the entire focus is on food. There was an emperor Nero. He was the worst of the persons ever, who would kill people mercilessly. He had kept 2 physicians to induce vomiting. So he will eat every 2 hourly, and the physicians would induce vomiting so that he can eat again, because he used to enjoy food so much. Nero was fiddling when Rome was burning. That's a proverb, a saying in English. When the Rome was burning, Nero was just fiddling. So, eating, control of tongue. So the second prohibition is overeating. The third is eating in the stage of anger. Eating in the stage of anxiety or eating very fast. That is the third thing. If you eat in anger, you are literally eating non-vegetarian food. If you are eating in anxiety, you are eating tamasic food. If you are eating very fast, you will eat more. These are the signs of disturbed mind. A peaceful mind would be eating very slowly, calmly. And the fourth is the wrong type of food. The food you are eating, that itself is wrong. That's a wrong combination. too much spicy, too much salty, too much oily, too much cooked, too much sweet, too much sour, all this variety of foods, they go in the category of Rajasic. They are not Sattvic. Sattvic would be something when you eat that, you don't want to take it again. For example, the one katori of sprouts. Once you eat that, you don't want to eat again. But if there is some very tasty thing, halwa, once you eat it, you want it more. You are never satisfied. You want more and more, more and more. So all such things that lead to addiction, they don't come in the category of sattvic. Sattvic food will never induce addiction. It is the rajasic and the tamasic that creates addiction. And yogi is the one whose food is subtle, whose food is miserly. Very little, small, samyak, mitahar, moderate diet, moderation in diet is the hallmark of a yogi. So, four things to be observed in food. Hungerless eating, not to be done. Overeating, not to be done. Eating in worry, tension, or eating in anger, or eating very fast, not to be done. And fourth, wrong type of food. A food which augurs health, that should be taken. Again, there are three rules of food. One should take only that food which will not cause excitement. Any food which causes excitement of senses is not sattvic food. Second, any food which leads to increased laziness, lassitude, increased dullness is not sattvic food. And third, a samyak, a right diet is the one which is healthy, which is nourishing. So these are the three points about health. And these are the four types of food not to be taken. And there are other things also. Every food that we take should be taken in the spirit of happiness. Every morsel of the food should be accepted in the stage of gratitude, thankfulness, with pleasure, with love, with happiness, with cheerfulness. If the food is accepted with complaints in the mind, that it is not tasty and it has got less salt and it is not, who has prepared it? And he doesn't know how to prepare. And we often prepare it in a different manner. This way of preparing is not good. This style is not good. Our style is better. We are expert in this. That food itself becomes a trap. So, put the button of determination on tongue. And then put the button of determination on your desires. The desires should be kept under control. If we allow our desires to go uncontrolled, whatever mind desires, if you start giving it, then it will cause disturbance. Every desire of the mind should not be fulfilled, because mind had been vicious for the past 2500 years and it relishes the objects of desire and it relishes the sensual pleasures so much, which is an out and out enemy of a yogi life. So these are the 7 points So Baba is saying, today's slogan, in order to stop wastage, put a button of determination on your lips. So, first of all, mouth or lips means speaking. So, controlled speaking. Not to become talkative, not to become verbose, not to suffer from verbal diarrhea, uncontrolled words. Controlled speech. Second, controlled vision. Put the button of determination on your eyes. What I have to see and what I need not to say. Say no with a capital N. I am not supposed to see all these things. Third, ears. I am not supposed to hear all these wasteful things about gossips, what others are doing, what somebody is coming and telling me. Because gossips, there's a flood of gossips going on everywhere. A minor news and it starts making the round in the Brahmin family. And there are many false news, fake news. In last season, one brother had conducted a class on fake news. Many fake news. For example, Dadi Gulzar is coming to Madhuban. And that news is making rounds. Baba is coming. That news is making round. Something like that. There are fake news. Wrong news. So, put a button of determination on your ears. And then put a button of determination on your hands. Let them not suffer from uncontrolled typing addiction. Typing things on WhatsApp, typing things on email, typing messages, or touching somebody. That's also an addiction. Or mental touching. One is not touching like that, but one is visualizing that one is touching somebody. That's also a sensual addiction. And then put a button of determination on your feet. Let them not go to those places, those people, those groups, those wasteful places where you know that people are discussing waste, people are discussing wasting their times, people are sitting and discussing about weather, about news, about games, about politics, and all the wasteful things from where you don't achieve anything. Next, put a button of determination on the tongue. This tongue needs to be trained. The taste buds which are here, they need 10 days. You make it, you give it any food for 10 days, after 10 days it will start liking the same food. Because the taste buds keep on changing. Somebody is diagnosed as hypertension, very high blood pressure, and doctor tells now you have to stop salt. He finds it extremely difficult. To give up body is difficult, but to give up salt is most difficult thing in the world. Most difficult. It's next to impossible. Without salt, how to eat? No taste at all. Just imagine Brahma Bhojan prepared and there is no salt. Will you enjoy? It's all about mind. You can train the mind in any way. If you eat anything for 10 days, on the 11th day you will start liking it. Just as the smoker feels that I cannot live without smoking. Because 40 years I have been smoking. Alcoholic thinks I cannot live without alcohol. A drug addict thinks if I don't inject a shot, that feeling of thrill doesn't come. That kick doesn't come. We all are addicted to so many things. The entire spirituality is the process of de-addiction. And then, last, desire. Put the button of determination on desire. So this is very important. Otherwise, desires are untrammeled, uncontrolled, going on everywhere. So, the seven important points where we have to put the button of determination. One more point, determination. What is determination? Very strong will, determined. And the greatest example of this in history is the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. This is the greatest bridge, suspension bridge in New York, connecting Brooklyn and Manhattan, the thorough of Manhattan. In 1860s, I think, or 60s or 70s, there was one man, John Roebling. So John Roebling was engineer, German origin. He was thinking of building this bridge, and which was next to impossible. Such a huge bridge and so much seat below, it was impossible. But he was contemplating on thinking, but he did not find any person with whom he can discuss. Ultimately, he made his own son, Washington, a partner in forming a plan about the bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the greatest bridge, very big bridge in New York. So they both decided to build the bridge. People ridiculed, people laughed at them. Ultimately, they started working, and then there was a tragic accident during the bridge, and John Roebling died. But Roebling was severely injured to the extent that his brain was damaged and his body parts were paralyzed. So the whole half the world was laughing what they decided to build, such a suspension bridge in 1800s, that period, next to impossible it was. Nobody has ever done such a bridge, huge bridge, where there is so much, where there is only ocean below. So this Washington Roebling, he was thinking what he should do. He was depressed. Then his wife was sitting, so he could not even write. So he took the arms of his wife and he gave instruction just with his fingers how to plan the bridge. And his wife understood. And 13 years they worked like that, and ultimately the bridge was created, which is standing right now, the Brooklyn Bridge of New York. 13 years, what he did, every day he instructed his wife just with his finger and on her arm, told her, this is the plan, do this, do this. Engineers were called, new group were called, and people started working, and it stands there at now, the majestic bridge connecting Manhattan and New York. So this is the example of determination. No matter what world says, no matter how many failures are there, no matter how many times one has fallen down, no matter how many bottlenecks, how many obstacles, or how people are opposing, criticizing, and doing everything, it is about determination. So the seven points of button of determination. Om Shanti.